The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, Harley Carnes, even the Trump haters can't necessarily find fault in what's happened with the House of Representatives passing his tax cut legislation.
Well, some of them sure can. But they will, no matter what. If he brought ice cream to Capitol Hill, they would like the flavor. The House has passed it. Okay, we've got the compromise tax package through the House. We expect the senators to vote it through a little later on today, probably in the next couple of hours. They always do it later. It's always the House that goes first because the House is supposed to write the money legislation, if you will.
Right.
And so they've done it between the two of them. What it means is tax cuts for most taxpayers. And as a matter of fact, they'll actually give a bonus to some people who don't even pay taxes.
Yeah, right.
Which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, naturally, those who pay the most taxes will get the most benefit. And that's the big rap on it is by the Democrats. They say it's going to do the most for the wealthy. Well, they pay about 80% of the taxes.
Yeah. And they tend to employ a lot of people, too, Harley.
They do that. They do. I mean, thank goodness for them, or we would be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the healing power of music.
You know, I know you're going to love this because you and I both love this science stuff a lot. Music, yep, increasingly a part of patient care. The National Institute of Health, the director, Dr. Francis Collins, says the brain is able to compensate for other deficits sometimes by using music to communicate. Now, this is part of the research they're doing. They had the famous opera soprano, Renee Fleming, who spent 2 hours inside an MRI machine. First, she spoke the lyrics to a song. Then she sang them. And of course, they were measuring her brainwave activity the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, she imagined singing the same verses. And as it turns out, her brain was most active while imagining singing.
Wow.
And so they think that if you play music and people hear it, and if they could figure out which parts of the brain are most activated, they may know which parts of the brain will most, you know, be of most benefit against diseases. They already know a lot of that, and therefore, how will music help?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
can they target it? That's amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff. Very quickly, the global warming folks are saying it's causing record snowfall.
That's right. It's so warm, we get more snow. We'll figure, right? And the other side of it is they said we've got much more ice in Antarctica, at the South Pole now, than we've ever had before,
yeah,
ever since taking measurements or watching from space. So it's the most ever, and that's all because the Earth is getting warmer.
Yeah. We've heard it all before. They'll make it up as they go along. Thank you, Harley.